Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome to Quipscope, the show where we talk about a brand new game or a game that's coming out very, very soon. My name is Ashton.
And my name is James.
James, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a game about dinosaurs. It's Jurassic World Evolution 2.
Ooh.
Oh, it's the sequel to the hit park game where you do some Jurassic Parks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty good. It's a proper, like, you know, park building sort of thing, but with the twist of dinosaurs. Who'd have thunk it?
I know. Who'd have thought that this game, Jurassic World, would have dinosaurs in it? I wouldn't have thought. So, how much have you played?
So I've played maybe 3 hours or so. It really is quite a slow burn, as you'd expect from that sort of, you know, like park builder, you know, tycoon sim sort of game. So a lot of it felt like I was still sort of in a tutorial, but I've played a decent amount of it, and it's really good from what I've seen. Like, if you're, you know, into that sort of, yeah, big caveat of you'd have to be into that sort of you know, park management sim style game in the first place. But yeah, it's very lovely, very surprisingly cinematic. It tries to do a lot of different things and quite story focused, and also very pretty, a very pretty game.
Cool. So I heard you saying that it was like set something to do with the movies, like the game is kind of following along with the movies.
So there are a few different game modes. So like the campaign sort of follows on from the very last one, which was Fallen Kingdom, whatever the most recent Jurassic World film was.
I'll take your word for it.
I think that was the name. And it's quite a weirdly sort of story focused thing, but there's also a game mode called and this is like a new thing that they've kind of like promoted a little bit, or a lot, if you've seen any videos with Jeff Goldblum recently. He's been everywhere, but yeah, it's called Chaos Theory. So, and you have said you haven't watched many of the films, but it's the whole shtick with the first Jurassic Park, Jeff Goldblum's character doing the whole "I'm being weird" and Jeff Goldblum and trying to teach Chaos Theory. It's a throwback to that, but basically, it's different scenarios, like mini campaigns, and there are 5 different things, and it lets you rewrite the history of the previous films, basically. So, you can go through and actually make a working Jurassic Park that doesn't break down and have dinosaurs trying to kill you whilst you're sitting on the toilet. So that's fun. I played a little bit of that. Mostly played the campaign though. And it's, as I said, like it sort of follows on from the story in a way that I don't know if that was implied at the end of the last film, but basically dinosaurs are now roaming the world.
Right.
they've broken out, but big time. Big style of this.
Okay. They're just like a new species of animal that just kind of wandering around.
Yeah, and it's fairly well set up with so they've got Jeff Goldblum voicing. Mm-hmm.
In the game.
In the game. So, you know, huge draw there. He's just, you know, providing like a narrator role, really, and doing the whole like, "Well, I warned them, but life finds a way." etc. So yeah, there's that. And then you have like a couple of the other characters. So, you know, Chris Pratt aka Mario, Garfield, he's whoever. So cool. He's so cool. Mm-hmm. He's so cool. Except it's not voiced by Chris Pratt. It's very much not his voice, I feel like. I haven't even confirmed this, but I'm, you know, 99% sure.
The character. Chris Pratt's character isn't necessarily voiced.
No, it's voiced by somebody else. But okay.
You Google
they...
it and I'll Google it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just fact checking live. But yeah, these two characters, so the Chris Pratt character and the lady, I think her name was Claire in the films,
yeah.
They sort of are introduced actually in the game itself. And yeah, the campaign just straight away like sets you into this whole, it feels less like a sort of park builder and more like a, you know, a prehistoric park ranger sim.
Okay.
Is what I'd sort of written down here anyway, is in that you are basically wrangling dinos and like trying to get all these ones that are you know, running free in the wild, and you know, just looking after them, making sure they're in, you know, properly enclosed pens and they're not going to escape and eat anybody or eat anybody's phone, which was a thing that yeah. I had in one of the missions. And yeah, it sort of very slowly like trickles in extra details, but there are a lot of details in this sort of thing. So if the
sorry, my belly did a really loud rumble. Just to go back on it,
yes.
Bryce Dallas Hall does voice Claire as she's in the movie.
Ah, excellent.
But Chris Pratt is not in it.
No, okay. Yeah, I thought she sounded pretty accurate, so yeah, I couldn't really confirm or deny that. But perfect.
Yeah.
So there we go. We got some authenticity there.
Yeah.
God damn it. He's too busy with Nintendo now.
He's too busy
now.
Being Mario.
Yeah. But yeah, overall, like the campaign, as I said before, it's quite like a scripted sort of story focused thing. Mm.
Is there a free build as well?
There is, yeah. So I mean, it'd be madness if it didn't include like a sort of, you know, free building sandbox style mode. So they've got that. I didn't dabble with that last night, but apparently there are like up to 9 sandbox maps so you can go in, and there are a lot of details because it's slowly being like drip fed to you through the campaign.
Mm.
But man, some of the things. So you're not only going out to capture scientists, which is a whole sort of capture scientists,
I was just
capture dinosaurs.
Like,
So you're not only, that's a separate thing actually, but yeah, you're not only going out to capture dinosaurs, which is a whole thing in itself, where you can take full control over the, so like the ranger buggy or the helicopter that's sort of going out and trying to like, tranquilize these wild dinos, and then you can transport them around. It's quite an interesting little twist on the whole sort of zookeeping thing, because you never really expect to be, you know, driving, you know, doing a mini sort of driving game in that, and then just, you know, shooting down tranking wild dinosaurs and whatnot. But it's a cool little addition there. So not only do you have to do that, you can also just, you know, if you want to play it just more of a sim style, like a traditional style, just set them to do that task and they'll do it. You don't have to do it manually every time.
Okay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Did you play it on PC or?
Yes. So I should have mentioned before, it is available on PC. It's also available on consoles. So I haven't seen just how well these, because some of these games like can still translate a little bit funnily to consoles. But
yeah,
it's on PS4, PS5, it's on Xbox One, and okay, the series is. It's not on Game Pass just yet, but
it might probably do at some point. Yeah.
But yeah, it is. It's available on Steam and Epic and all those fun things. But yeah, on top of that, really, you've got like scientists to manage to research different things, genomes to like work out so you can have mutations and breed other dinos. The dinos have, you know, happiness levels as you'd expect for, you know, like a zoo tycoon sort of thing. So if they're in the wrong habitat, there's too much snow in here, I want more woods, is basically, you know. And then when a big like carnivorous thing is just screaming that at you, you're probably gonna listen. And then on top of that, all the usual park sim stuff, really. So
can you pull a Jurassic Park and let the dinosaurs out?
Yep. So there are also disasters that happen. So either like, you know, storms that come through and wreck your fences, or if you happen to breed, say, like, and this was apparent like in the Chaos Theory mode where I was playing as like trying to redo Jurassic Park, basically the first film. Some dinosaurs that you breed will just be angry. They'll just be aggro as hell.
Yeah.
And the Velociraptors, of course, we started with Velociraptors like in the film. They were super angry and just broke a fence, and like I didn't realize, I sort of checked back and then I see them all running loose and I'm like, guys, stop it.
Something
stop it now.
So
yeah, you can go to town on that as well. Like that's the beautiful thing about these games. If you want to see chaos will happen.
So I have another question for you.
Yes.
So I play some Planet Zoo, and Zoo makes my computer like tank. It just takes all of the resources. Does this game run okay on your PC? Was there any issues that you had with it in terms of like running it?
Yeah, so I had no issues with this, but I did recently get a quite upgraded PC, so it's not the best ballpark. I should actually check the the recommended specs and whatnot, but it is a very pretty game. But from what I can tell, it ran fine for me, but it probably is going to be quite resource intensive as well, which is a shame. One giveaway is that I had trouble using OBS to record footage for it as well. So if it can't run both, then that might be a bit of an issue. But it's a very pretty game, as I did mention. You can even like, and they focus on the details as well. You can even like zoom into the specific like dinosaurs that are chilling out, and I mean, not only graphically, they've really sort of detailed the textures and stuff. They've put in some nice animations. There was one bit where I zoomed into like a few triceratopses that we dropped in that we recently captured, and there was just a cool little animation that they did where two of them were just locking horns. They were just, you know, either mark of territory or something. They'd obviously angered each other in some way. And I thought that was a really cool thing. And there's a lot of neat little touches in this. So,
Does it get a James recommendation?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a sucker for like any sort of ponderous PC-based game anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, absolutely. But this is, like I say, it's quite action-oriented if you want it to be as well. The campaign, you know, still in sort of tutorial mode at the minute, but seems very like cinematic. And if you want the sort of sandbox mode for just building your dream park, you can.
Cool.
So it's spot on.
Amazing. Well, I think we have time for a couple of some high quality quips.
No.
Have you been thinking about these? Because I haven't.
I have been thinking a lot this morning, and I can't. I still can't think of a good one.
So Jurassic World Evolution 2.
Yeah.
More like Jeff Goldblum's World of Exploration 2.
As well.
Also.
Nailed it. Perfect. Jurassic World Evolution 2, more like Jurassic Park revolution as well, because you can
you can do
Jurassic Parks again, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
but it's a revolution because they're not revolting.
Yeah.
And that is a revolution in itself.
Nice.
Because, yeah, the dinosaurs are safe now.
Good one. Nice. Cool.
Excellent.
Well, thank you so much for listening. If you have been listening on our podcast feed and you want to see some of the footage of the game, James captured some stuff from when he was playing yesterday, so that'll be on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
So you can check it out. We've done a quick scope this week again of Call of Duty Vanguard, so if you are interested in that, that is also on the podcast feed and YouTube channel also. But in the meantime, have a fantastic day, everyone, and we'll see you very soon.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.